righty, let's get to sports on this Father's Day Sunday. Tiger Woods put on a charge with two eagles and a chip-in birdie on the final six holes to take a one-stroke lead after three rounds in the U.S. Open. Woods will be paired with Englishman Lee Westwood as he guns for his third U.S. Open crown and 14th major. This would put him just four short of the record held by Jack Nicklaus. The Los Angeles Lakers hope the NBA season doesn't end this evening. The Lakers face a must-win Game 5 after blowing a 24-point lead against the Boston Celtics Thursday night in the Celts' 97-91 victory. That gives them a 3-1 lead entering tonight's game at the Staples Center. 18-year-old Joey Logano is the youngest winner in history of NASCAR's Nationwide Series after cruising to a victory in the Myers 300 at the Kentucky Speedway yesterday. This is just his third Nationwide start. Logano took the lead from teammate Kyle Busch with 53 laps remaining and rolled on after Busch spun out with 37 to go. Logano, at 18 years and 21 days, broke the age record of 18 years, 10 months, and 26 days set by Casey Atwood back in 1999. It's interleague play weekend in Major League Baseball, and for the second straight night, the Tampa Bay Rays have won their Citrus Series renewal against the Florida Marlins. Johnny Gomes homered in his first at bat, serving a five-game suspension for his part in a bench-clearing brawl, and the Rays beat the Marlins 4-1 in that battle of teams who are second in their respective divisions. Tampa Bay has won 22 of its last 25 home games. Mike Mussina pitched six solid innings for his 10th win and helped out the New York Yankees three games above 500 for the first time this season in an 8-4 victory over the Astros. Jeff Baker doubled and scored a go-ahead run as the Colorado Rockies snapped Chicago's nine-game home winning streak with a 2-0 win over the Sox. Kevin Youkilis singled, doubled, and hit a tie-breaking homer in the 10th inning and helped the Boston Red Sox to a 6-4 victory over the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati yesterday. Youkilis connected in the 10th off of Mike Lincoln, who snapped a 4-all tie. Baltimore overcame four Pittsburgh homers and beat the Pirates 8-7. Kevin Kosmonov grand slam highlighted San Diego's 5-run 10th inning, and the Padres beat the Cleveland Indians 8-3. San Diego pitcher Chob Senbeck, Heath Bell, and Brian Corey held the Indians to just four hits last night. The one lone National League game was a complete reversal of Friday night's results. Kyle Loesch pitched a season-high eight innings of four-hit ball, and Adam Kennedy hit a two-run homer, helping the St. Louis Cardinals rebound from their worst loss in 3 years at Busch Stadium with a 3-2 victory over the Philadelphia Phillies. The Cards bounced back from a 20-2 drubbing on Friday night. And finally, just 2 days after a crane accident at the Dallas Cowboys' new football stadium sent three workers to the hospital, a man was killed yesterday at that very same site. The man was identified as 45-year-old Timothy McKinnon of Arlington, Texas. He died when he touched a high-voltage power line. Sports on the radio on this Father's Day Sunday. The Tribe wraps up their homestand against the Padres, airtime 12:37 this afternoon on WBNV 93.5 FM. NASCAR action on the air this afternoon. It's the LifeLock 400 from the Michigan International Speedway. Flag-to-flag coverage on WWKC 104.9 FM starting at about 1:15 this afternoon.